Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Snap into The Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. Joining me in studio this morning, Johnson County Attorney and candidate up again for re-election, Tucker Ruby. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. And so you're running this year. You've got how many people do we have in that election? 12, 14 people running?
No, actually, just me.
Oh, running out of post.
Just me and Mickey Mouse. And so I feel confident that I can hopefully pull that out.
And if you want Mickey Mouse, you're going to have to write him in.
Right. And please do not do that. Please just vote for me. But, you know, the reason I'm on today is just because in the last week, especially, I've talked to people and they're like, are you up for election? You know, and it doesn't seem that people know. I know it ran in the paper and there was kind of a, you know, there's talk about it. The various positions that are unopposed, myself, Vicky, Carla, were all unopposed. And so it's one of those things that it's sort of an afterthought for people. And really, I don't want to take a lot of time out of the election for people because there's a lot of contested races. There's a lot of things that people need to get informed about and make, you know, good choices in those elections. But obviously, this is important for me. I have to win the election, too. And so the biggest thing for me is just to let people know I am running. It's been 4 years. A lot of people are like, it's been 4 years already? And, well, it's been 3.5, and they've been a good 3.5 years. And so we want to try to do it again. And if the people will let us, we'll keep serving.
Well, and a couple things about running unopposed. Number one, it's probably a little less pressure you're feeling right now as people are campaigning and such. And number two, some people must think you're doing a pretty good job if they don't jump in to try to run against you.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope that that's the thought. You know, I mean, you never know why it is. I'm not questioning. I prefer it this way. This is nice. But yeah, you know, I mean, it's a good job that I enjoy doing very well or very much, and I think we've done well at it. And so, you know, I'm happy about that. And 4 years went by really, really quick. They really did. And so we're back at it again. But you know, and I understand it's a completely different animal. You know, people see all the signs for sheriff and for clerk and for commissioners and those sorts of things, and for mayor. And, you know, some people say, well, where are your signs at? And it's a hard thing to know. It's like, well, I want to make sure people know that I'm out there, that I'm running, but also, you know, people, at some point we get to critical mass on signs too. And that was like that when I ran 4 years ago too. I think, start off with people are excited, and by the end of it, people are like, man, I'm tired of seeing your signs, you know, even when they were supportive. And so I get that, and so I'm trying to strike that balance of letting people know I'm out there. You know, we're going to go in the parade with everybody else, throw some candy to the little kids, going to have a lot of my family out there helping. Funnily enough, the nieces and nephews last time for the parade thought it was the greatest thing in the world, and they've been asking me for the last 4 years, when do we do this again? When do we do this again? And so we're back in for that. You know, we're going to be active and around for the fair, and you know, just around if people have any questions or anything like that. And I just wanted to get on the radio and let people know that I am running, that I do love my job, that I think we've done a good job, and I would ask for their support in the upcoming election.
And you mentioned you've held this office for almost 4 years now. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you guys have accomplished over the last 4 years.
You know, we've accomplished a lot of things. I think the things that I would highlight, I'm not going to talk about everything because that would bore you and probably listeners. They would tune elsewhere. But what I would say is some of the things I'm really the most proud of is our drug investigations that we've done. There's been a lot of them. There's been a lot of discussion about that in the community lately, too. And in the sheriff's race in particular, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, you're going to be tough on drugs and you're going to do these sorts of things, you know, and there's lots of promises being made.
There usually is in election time, isn't there?
You know, it's election year, and and so there's a lot of talk about that. And so I guess the talk that I would have is I'm pretty proud of the work that's been done in that area. There's, you know, methamphetamine is a big problem, not just in Wyoming, but everywhere. You know, there are other more serious drugs, I would probably say, and we don't have as much of those, but meth is an extremely serious drug. It wrecks families. It destroys lives. It's a really bad deal. And, you know, just in the last, oh, I don't know, maybe 4 to 6 weeks, we've had a rash of methamphetamine cases that we've been dealing with and we've been working on. And what we've had, and this is sort of before I came in too, but it got amped up when I came into office. There's a team of investigators, and that's Rod Unbaugh, James Kozacek, and Pat Monroe, largely. So Rod and Pat from the sheriff's office and James from the police department, and they work together to, you know, work with confidential informants and to, you know, go out there and crack down on the different, I'd say drug rings, but there's not really a good definition, but there are pockets of folks that are using and dealing and doing those sorts of things when you talk about methamphetamine or marijuana or whatever the drug might be. And there's been a lot of work done. And prior to me being in office, it was stuff that they did do, but we have really ramped that up. And I think every year we've been in office, we've had, you know, the first year we had a big bust where we had about 12 individuals that were involved in the dealing of methamphetamine and other drugs. We got them. And the next, each year we've had, you know, somewhere between about 9 to 15 that we've worked on, kind of in a mass deal. And this year, just lately, it hasn't really been that mass deal. It's just been a lot of stuff happening. There's just been a lot of reports, and we've gotten in there, and we've dealt with, you know, meth-endangered children, which is a serious concern. We've dealt with, you know, distribution. There's just a lot of things going on. So that, I think those investigations are important. They do affect the community, and so those take precedence, and those stick out in my mind as some of the things that we worked on. Another thing that I would say that I'm pretty excited about is when I came into office, in discussion with some individuals, we talked about, well, you know, we should have a child investigation team that works on crimes against children. Oftentimes those are sexual in nature, and those are, you know, horrible cases, hard to deal with, and also are important to the community and important to keep those kids safe. And so when I came in, there was a group of individuals who'd been working together for some time. We formalized a team into an investigative team. And so that was a collaboration with both the sheriff and with the police chief. We set up the investigative team that consisted of Terry Packard from DFS, James Kozacek, and Adrian Keeler from the police department, Paul Kozacek and Rod Odenbaugh from the sheriff's office. And whenever we get a report of a crime against a child, whatever it might be, or a crime involving a child, oftentimes, sometimes there's a crime that is committed by a child or whatever the case might be. And if it's a serious offense, then that team comes in and kind of works on those cases. And they do that because they have the training, they have the experience in that area. And those are the kind of cases that not everybody wants to work on. The kind of cases that are hard, they're time-consuming, and they really matter too. And so we've had a great track record. Over the last 3.5 years, we've done a lot of kid cases, a lot of cases involving crimes against children. We have a good success record of conviction. In fact, every one we've done, we filed, has been a conviction, so we're thankful for that. There are a few that are ongoing at this point, so I shouldn't say everyone, but everyone that has went through to trial or whatever it is has resulted in a conviction, so we're happy about that. And those are the kind of things that matter. And so I look at those things from the criminal standpoint. Those are important. I think we've made some positive strides in early intervention with a lot of the youth that we're dealing with our diversion program. I think it's in a good place. And, you know, the county civilly, we've been very busy. You know, there's a lot of money for tax appeals and things like that. There was a Carbon Creek tax appeal a year ago that was a big deal, a lot of money for the county. We were successful on that. It's presently at the state level to see what the result is and where that will go next. But we've had just a lot of successes in my office, and I would like to give credit to the team I have. I have Josh Stensis and Barry Crago worked with me as the attorneys in my office, and then my support staff, Susie Hewlett, Ryan Bird, and Tanya French, who works as a victim witness coordinator. They're all really good people. They're dedicated to what they do, and they work hard, and they make my job quite a bit easier on a lot of stuff we do, and we work well together. And so I would put that out there for the people of Johnson County to know that we have a really good team that is working and that cares about what they do and isn't in it for the paycheck as much as they're in for, they care about what they do and they see the importance of, you know, working hard on these kind of things.
Well, and that makes a big difference, caring about what you do, whatever field you're in. And you mentioned that, you know, your team works well together. And I would imagine in that position that that's a big plus as well, because if you're having internal problems, then that creates all kinds of other problems.
Yeah, if things aren't okay at home, it's pretty hard to make everything else run smoothly. And so we work pretty hard as a team to have good working relationships with the individuals that we do work with, you know, the different elected officials that we work with and those sorts of things. And so I'm very happy with that and happy that everybody in my office really strives for that. And they are professional and they do a good job in what they do all the time. And so that's really, it's a great service for Johnson County. And I can't take the credit for that. It's the people that are working with me that are in that position, that are in their positions in my office, that are just doing a great job. So.
And even though you're running unopposed, I'm going to go ahead and ask, this is usually how I kind of end interviews with our political candidates, just kind of let people know why they should vote for you and why you deserve to be back in that position for another 4 years.
Well, I would say I'm the best candidate. But in all seriousness, I think it's the things that I talked about. You know, we work well with the people we have to work with or get to work with. The other elected officials, we work well with law enforcement, we work well with the Department of Family Services, and that's important. That hasn't always been the case. And so that's one of the big things. The other thing I think is important is I really like this job. I enjoy doing the job. And people might say, well, what does that matter? Well, it matters a lot, because if I enjoy doing it, then I'm going to try hard each day and I'm going to do the best I can. And I think I've done that. And I think my track record would suggest that we have done well, that we're a good team, that we are providing a valuable service to the people of Johnson County. And one thing about it, you know, county attorney is like a lot of other things that are elected officials, you know, and sheriff, for example, you know, is similar. The way I feel about it now, I think in my perspectives changed from 4 years ago. I knew that the job mattered 4 years ago, and I knew that I could do the job. I didn't know how much it mattered, I guess, 4 years ago. You know, I mean, there's a lot of good that can be done and a lot of nothing that can be done. And so I think we've done a lot of good, and I appreciate the opportunity to do it. I appreciate that the people of Johnson County voted me in 4 years ago, and I would ask they vote me in for another 4 years and allow me to continue to hopefully do better. I mean, that's my commitment, is to do better than we've done and keep moving forward. I think we've done well. There's always room for improvement. There's always things I can do better. I know that for sure. And so I would like to continue to do better. And so I think I can, and I hope the people give me that chance.
All right. Talking with Tucker Ruby, running for Johnson County Attorney. Tucker, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep it tuned, KBBS.